So tonight over on KTNC, we have Class D2 sub-district action. In fact, they got underway at 5 o'clock. The Sacred Heart Irish are facing Diller Odell. And in that game, we already have a score for you. After one quarter, Sacred Heart is leading Diller Odell 17-10. And Sacred Heart's already in the double bonus. 10 team fouls called in the first quarter on Diller Odell. So 17-10, Irish are up. That's after one quarter. We'll keep you updated on that game as we proceed with our ball games here at Fall City High School. I think we're getting set for our national anthem to be played. Then we'll have the look at the starting lineups over the public address system. And while they do that, we'll also take a look at the starters. So right now we're going to step aside for a one-minute timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Are you experiencing pain or discomfort in your knees, hips, or shoulders? Maybe now is the right time to call Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest. Conveniently located at Community Medical Center in Fall City, Dr. Streit's care is unmatched in the region with orthopedic and sports medicine services. Call 402-245-6510 and visit with his professional staff to set up a consultation. The road to recovery is with Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest at Community Medical Center in Fall City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Couple of bars of our national anthem here at Fall City High School. Girls C1 sub-districts, the Fall City Tigers and the Fairbury Jeffs getting ready to do battle here. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's first game. First of all, for the Fairbury Jeffs, they're coached by Coach Tate Harvey. They come into tonight's game with a record of 5 wins and 16 losses. Coach Harvey will go with Deja Vaselka. Vaselka, 5'8 and a junior. Hannah Robertson. Robertson is a 5'8 senior. Madison Oldie. Oldie, 5'11 and a junior. Izzy Oldie is a 5'9 sophomore. And Cassidy Sepek. Sepek, 5'10 and a senior. And as we said, the Jeffs are 5-16 coming into this sub-district. For the Fall City Lady Tigers, coached by Coach Andy Armbruster, they've had a good year. They are 15-8 on the year. They'll go with Elise Poppy. Poppy is 5'6 and a senior. Maddie Jones. Jones, a senior at 5'7. Ava Armbruster. Armbruster, 5'5 and a junior. Ashley Kirkendall is a 5'8 junior. And Reese McNeely rounds out the starting five for Coach Armbruster. Reese is a 5'8 senior. As we said, the Lady Tigers at 15-8 on the year. Fairbury at 5-16. Coming up after this one, the second half of our doubleheader will be the Auburn Bulldogs taking on the Syracuse Rockets. Auburn at 15-8 on the year. Syracuse coming in at 10-13. So that ought to be a good matchup in the second half of our doubleheader tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Do want to remind you that we'll be back here Thursday night. That is weather permitting. Gosh, I just listened to that weather forecast. 5 to 8 inches of snow possible, but weather permitting, we will have the Thursday night sub-district final with the winners of tonight's games facing off. I think that game is scheduled. Let me take a look at the bracket here. That game is scheduled coming up at 6 o'clock here at Fall City High School on Thursday night. In that D2 district that John is covering tonight over on KTNC, the Sacred Heart Irish up 17-10 after one quarter over Diller Odell. The teams there on the other side of the bracket are Lewiston and Parkview Christian. The winners will square off at 7 o'clock here in Falls City over at the Rack at 7 o'clock on Thursday. Again, that's all weather permitting. All right, we're ready to get underway. Our Valentine's Day basketball special for you here. Falls City Lady Tigers and the Lady Jeffs of Fairbury. It'll be Madison Oldie to jump it up against Kirkendall. The dip's going to be controlled by the Jeffs. They come up with the basketball into forecourt. Comes Sipek with the ball. Sipek gives it up top to Izzy Oldie. Izzy Oldie, bounce pass, goes back to Sipek at the top of the key. Inside the paint, in the lane, moving toward the hoop, Poselka. Poselka can't get a look at it, has to clear it back to the top of the circle. Back up it comes now, Hannah Robertson with the ball. Robertson works to the left side of the lane. She can't get in toward the basket. Man-to-man defense here by Falls City. Here's a shot on the baseline, right side, up and good by Madison Oldie. Oldie with the first 2 points of the ball game. Fairbury jumps out 2-0. Lady Tigers their first possession. Reese McNeely into the corner down to Maddie Jones, baseline left side of the basket. Jones looked for the shot, decided to pass it up. To the top of the circle, Armbruster, round to the right side, Poppy. Baseline in the paint, turnaround shot, McNeely in and out of there. Bank shot off the glass, wouldn't drop. Popped out, it's 2-0. Fairbury on top. Izzy Oldie with the basketball. Left wing, Madison Oldie. Here's a three from the left side that's up and off, no good. Poppy with the rebound. Elise Poppy across the timeline. Right elbow with the ball, top of the key, up to Ava Armbruster. Around the horn left side with it, that's Ashley Kirkendall. Skip pass across to Poppy. Armbruster feeds it into the baseline. Jones, turnaround shot, right side, up and good. Maddie Jones with the first 2 points of the ball game for Falls City. We're tied at two apiece with 6:31 to play in the first quarter here at Falls City. Jeffs with the basketball. Oldie, long three from the top of the key, off no good. Rebound to Ava Armbruster. Down court pass in a hurry. Here comes Kirkendall, feeds it underneath Jones. Jones goes up with a shot. She'll be fouled. And we'll have Maddie Jones at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Cassidy Sipek. On Sipek, her first personal, team foul number one now on the Jeffs. At the free throw line, Maddie Jones shooting two shots. First free throw is on the way up and off the iron, won't go. She'll get another attempt. 6 minutes, 18 seconds to play here in the first quarter, all tied up at two apiece. Maddie Jones ready for her second free throw attempt. Looks to the basket. Launches the shot. It's up. This one is good. Jones has all three of Falls City's points now. One of two from the line. Here come the Jeffs down court. Izzy Oldie with the ball. Across court, far side. Hannah Robertson picks up her dribble in backcourt. Having trouble. Gets it off. And a 10-second call. They got it to Oldie on the left wing. She handed it to Sipek, but Sipek couldn't get across the midcourt line in time. And the Tigers get a turnover on the 10-second call. Ball City's basketball. Poppy inbounds to Ava Armbruster. Across the timeline, back to Elise Poppy on the right wing. Into McNeely in the paint. Underneath to Jones. Shot is up, off, no good. Maddie Jones had a look under there. Pretty good shot at it. Couldn't get it to fall. And quickly down court comes Izzy Oldie. Izzy Oldie to the left side. Madison Oldie gives it up to Deja Voselka. Voselka, bounce pass stolen away by Armbruster. Two-on-one fast break. Armbruster and Poppy. Armbruster pulls up for the jumper, couldn't get it. Tipped around, rebound. Kirkendall, top of the key. There's a three. Armbruster in and out of there. Won't go. And the rebound taken away again by Kirkendall. Kirkendall, jump shot 5 feet away. It won't go. The ball is loose on the floor. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Falls City. It went off of Voselka. Lady Tigers have had four shots this trip down the floor and come up empty on four tries. And they'll get another attempt as they play it in on the baseline. Inbounding it under the basket. They lob it up top to Ava Armbruster. Isabel Armbruster in the lineup now. In traffic, Kirkendall comes to Isabel Armbruster. Her pass to the corner, too tall over here for Elise Poppy, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. Give it back to the Fairbury Lady Jeffs. 5:20 to go here. We had a birthday boy yesterday, right? Yesterday the birthday? Yeah. Mason Colliers, that's down next to us here, celebrating his birthday yesterday. At the top of the key with the basketball, Fairbury dribbling baseline right side. Shot is up and off, no good. Blocked by McNeely. Kirkendall with the basketball at the free throw line in the paint. Left side, Isabel Armbruster. McNeely, top of the key. Ava Armbruster, baseline right side. Turnaround shot, Armbruster off the rim, no. And the rebound brought down again by Izzy Oldie. Izzy Oldie on the dribble. Guarded by Kirkendall in the man-to-man. Here's a three from the left wing that's in and out. Rebound Kirkendall. Kirkendall down court. Has a defender giving chase to Armbruster. She lost a handle on it. Madison Oldie comes up with a steal. Izzy Oldie pushes it back down court, left wing, down deep in the corners. Robertson with the basketball. Up top, Izzy Oldie. Fall City Tigers still in their man-to-man defense on the right side of the lane. Madison Oldie, jump shot doesn't go. Rebound try for putback by Cassidy Sipek. Sipek will be fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot two. Foul is going to be called on Elise Poppy. On Poppy, her first personal, team foul number one on the Lady Tigers. Cassidy Sipek, a 5'10 senior at the line, shooting two shots for the Lady Jeffs. Free throw is on the way up. It's off. Couldn't get it. 4 minutes, 17 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 3-2, Fall City on top. Croker into the lineup now, checking in. Eliza Croker, a 6'3" junior on the court. Cassidy Sipek, second free throw attempt is up. This one is off also, and the rebound comes down to Reese McNeely. McNeely doing a good job on the defensive boards, comes out with the outlet pass to Armbruster. Off to Isabel Armbruster, left wing, in the paint, Kirkendall. Oh, she was looking underneath for McNeely. Pass got tipped away and stolen. On the seal was Eliza Croker. Down court with the ball is Sipek to the right elbow. This is Sam Starr in the lineup now. Starr's pass to the corner is tipped away by Kirkendall. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Fairbury. Maddie Jones back into the lineup. All
finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
We're back here to McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse in Fall City. We have timeout on the floor with 3:23 to play in the first quarter. Fall City up 5-2 during that little break there. Actually, Kirkendall hit a jump shot in the paint just before the timeout taken by Fairbury. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight here at Fall City High School. Logan Carpenter, our producer-engineer, back at the sunny 101.3 studios. My buddy John Nixon is on the air right now over on our sister station, KTNC. Last report we had there, Sacred Heart in the D2 sub-district leading Dillard-Odell 17-10. That was after one quarter. All right, back to live action here. Coming out of the timeout, it'll be Fairbury's basketball. Izzy Oldie with the ball down court to the left side. Micah Friesen handles it for a moment. Back across court, Izzy has it again. Izzy Oldie into the corner right side. That's Sam Starr with the ball. Her pass is stolen away by Ava Armbruster. Armbruster down court. Hannah Collier back to Armbruster, top of the key. Right side, Kirkendall for three. It's short off the rim. And the rebound is going to be pulled down by Fairbury's Izzy Oldie. Oldie guarded by Hannah Collier near the midcourt line. Across court pass to the left side. That's Hannah Robertson with the ball. In the paint, turnaround spin move to the basket by Micah Friesen. A whistle and a foul is called. Friesen will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Isabel Armbruster. On Armbruster, her first, team foul number two. Micah Friesen, 5'11 freshman at the line, shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Friesen hits the first one. Fairbury came in here with a 5-16 record on the year. Fall City at 15-8. Right now, it's been a tight ballgame. Micah Friesen, second free throw attempt is up. This one is off and doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster will bring the ball down court for the Lady Tigers to Hannah Collier on the left elbow. Collier across court pass. Back to Armbruster around the horn. Kirkendall in the paint, moves to the basket. Bounce pass underneath. Oh, she was looking under there for Maddie Jones. The ball deflected away and stolen by Izzy Oldie. Izzy Oldie's an active basketball player here. She's had a couple of nice steals already. There's a steal by Armbruster. Outlet pass comes to Ava Armbruster. Down court, Kirkendall holds it up. Ava Armbruster, left wing. Hannah Collier on the left elbow. Passed up an open look there. Across court, it comes back to Collier. She dumps it inside to Kirkendall. Free throw line jump shot up and good. Ashley Kirkendall has 4 points, and it's 7-3. Fall City up by 4, a minute 58 to play in the first quarter. Here at McIntyre-Henderson Fieldhouse with the basketball is Izzy Oldie. Oldie very active on this floor here. A cross-court pass comes to Buselka. Feeds it underneath. Ball stolen away by Jones. Down to Collier. Hannah Collier, two-on-two fast break. Bounce pass. Had the ball tipped away from her. Goes out of bounds off of Fairbury. Here's Poppy back into the lineup. Also, McNeely back into the game. Isabel Armbruster and Ashley Kirkendall will take a breather. 7-3, Fall City up by 4, a minute 38 to play here in the first quarter. Fall City's basketball. Armbruster to the right side finds Collier into the corner in the paint. They go inside to Poppy. Her shot is blocked away. Nice defense by Eliza Croker. Jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow will favor Fall City. Lady Tigers will have the ball under their own basket. Reese McNeely will trigger it in. Baseline right side under her own backboard. Lobs it up top to Armbruster, right side Jones. Jones to Collier in the free throw lane. Collier, jump shot up, whistle and a foul. We'll have Hannah Collier at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Izzy Oldie, her first, team foul number two. Hannah Collier at the line, 5'6 senior. Has not scored yet tonight. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Hannah Collier has her own little cheering section right around our scorer's table there. Ready for her second free throw. I mean you, Susie. 1:22 to play here in the first quarter. Hannah Collier, second free throw is up. This one rims off and won't go. And the rebound taken away by Eliza Croker. Ball tipped away. They lost it out of bounds. Miscommunication. They toss it out of bounds. Fall City will get the ball right back. A minute 19 to play first quarter. 8-3. Lady Tigers up. Inbound the pass to Collier. To McNeely. Now Kirkendall in the paint. Kirkendall, top of the key. Jones for three. Got it. Maddie Jones nails a three from the top of the circle. Jones with 6 points now. It's 11-3. Fall City opening up a lead. Izzy Oldie on the right side, guarded closely over here by McNeely. Around the horn, top of the key, Voselka with the ball. Deja Voselka. Voselka in the paint, can't get to the hoop. Clears it back to Hannah Robertson. Near side, Izzy Oldie for three. No. Rebound, Fall City. McNeely comes out, kicks it out quickly to Poppy. Down court, Kirkendall on a fast break. Hannah Collier in the corner, right side. Bounce pass underneath. Collier was trying to feed the ball into Elise Poppy. The ball got tipped away and knocked out of bounds. Cassidy Seapick will check back into the lineup. Ava Armbruster also back in, replacing Hannah Collier now for Fall City. Inbound the pass up to Ava Armbruster at the top of the circle. To the right wing, Jones. Into the corner, Poppy. Poppy feeds Jones deep in the baseline. There's Armbruster with a shot in the paint that doesn't go. Falling to the floor on the dribble. The ball was loose for a minute. Voselka did a good job of getting it out here to Izzy Oldie. Oldie, a 5'9 sophomore. She's their primary ball handler here. Gives the ball up to Seapek. Baseline right side. The ball is loose. Everybody after it. McNeely with the steal. Reese McNeely just picked their pocket and stole the basketball. There's a shot at the buzzer that's up and good. Wait a minute. Nope, we had a whistle. They made a shot. The clock shows 1.6 seconds, but the basket won't count. There was an infraction before. They inbound it to Fairbury. They'll launch a shot at the buzzer that doesn't go. After one quarter, the Lady Tigers lead Fairbury 11-3. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We're back with you at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse here at Fall City High School. Ready for second quarter action. The Fall City Lady Tigers leading Fairbury after one period 11-3 here in the C1 sub-district. Fairbury will have the basketball as we move into the second quarter. Izzy Oldie feeds underneath the basket, trying to move to the hoop is Madison Oldie. Back out to Izzy, the ball comes at the free throw line. She clears a pass to Veselka. Veselka backs in and falls to the floor. Kirkendall wasn't giving her any ground there, and Veselka lost her footing and fell down. That'll turn the ball back over again to Fall City. Lady Tigers with the ball, Ava Armbruster. Brings it into forecourt, comes on the attack. Into the corner, McNeely in the paint. There's Kirkendall. She's triple-teamed in the lane. She'll be called for traveling, and it'll turn the ball back over again to Fairbury. Here's Eliza Croker back into the lineup now for the Lady Jeffs. Got another update for you here on that Sacred Heart game at halftime. The Irish are leading 28-20 over Diller Odell. 28-20, Sacred Heart up at halftime over Diller Odell. That's in the D2 sub-district being played over at the Rowe Activity Center here in Fall City. Back to live action here at Fall City High. Fairbury's basketball. CPEC in the paint. Feeds to Oldie in the corner. Izzy Oldie picked up her dribble. Has to give it back to CPEC once again. CPEC, corner left side, hands to Oldie. Madison Oldie back to Izzy Oldie on the right wing now. Hannah Robertson with the ball. CPEC in the corner, left side. She can't get a look. This Tiger defense has been pretty hard to penetrate here right now. CPEC tried to get inside the paint, couldn't get there. Now they do lob it into traffic, and immediately, as Croker caught the basketball, it was taken away from her. Reese McNeely, with a good job defensively, reached in and grabbed the ball away from Croker. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow favors the Lady Tigers. Fall City with the ball, up 11-3 now, 6:44 to play in the second quarter. Isabel Armbruster, right wing, bounce pass into the corner. McNeely with it. Up top it comes to Armbruster between the rings, popping. There's Kirkendall in the paint. Open look, Isabel Armbruster, right side for three, couldn't get it. Great job by Kirkendall. Tipped the ball away from Croker, put it back up to Armbruster. Kirkendall, free throw line, jump shot. No, won't go. Rebound, Eliza Croker. Croker on that pass, up to Izzy Oldie. Izzy Oldie, guarded by Kirkendall in the man-to-man defense, finds Croker, a cross-court pass too tall for CPEC. CPEC couldn't get to it and got away. Maddie Jones took a breather. She's back into the ballgame, replacing Isabel Armbruster. Coach Andy Armbruster doesn't hesitate to go to 7 or 8 ballplayers here in the rotation. Keeps his girls fresh, keep those legs fresh. 11-3. Fall City up, Tigers basketball. McNeely at the free throw line, around the horn, Ava Armbruster. Lob pass in to McNeely, ball stolen away. With the steal, Veselka. Veselka gives up top to Izzy Oldie. Hannah Robertson now in the right wing handles the ball. Robertson dribbles against Armbruster, driving layup, couldn't get it. Rebound McNeely, ball stolen right back by CPEC. CPEC feeds it to the left wing. That's Robertson with the basketball. Left elbow, Izzy Oldie. Oldie. Cassidy CPEC handles it to the right wing now. Hannah Robertson tried to drive to the baseline. Here's a three from the top of the circle, left side up and off, no good. Rebound, Armbruster. Ava Armbruster, 3-on-2, fast break. Feeds it underneath. Poppy, shot is up and good. Ava Armbruster with the assist. Elise Poppy with the lay-in on the fast break at the far end. Very close to an over and back here. Girl had her foot on the center line. Fall City fans wanted an over and back. There's a long three that's up off the floor. Went off the foot of Hannah Robertson. Cassidy CPEC launched that three. The rebound hit Robertson on the foot. Went out of bounds. Fall City will get the basketball. Lady Tigers up by double digits now. 13-3, a 10-point lead for Fall City. Just under 5 minutes to play in the first half here at Fall City High School. Elise Poppy into the corner. Jones, left side of the basket. She launches a 12-footer. Off the glass, no. Rebound. Croker. Croker, outlet pass. Izzy Oldie. No, this is Sam Starr now on the dribble. Starr with a cross-court pass to the left side. They feed it into Sipek. Turnaround shot is up. Off, no good. And the rebound down to McNeely. Outlet pass finds Kirkendall with the basketball. Kirkendall sets it up to Poppy on the right side. A cross-court skip pass to the left wing. Kirkendall in the paint. Kirkendall had an open look, didn't take it. Now Armbruster for three. She gets knocked to the floor. No whistle. Rebound, Fairbury. Hannah Robertson decides to slow things down with a pass to the right wing to Sam Starr. Starr up top to Croker. Croker holds the ball. Her pass goes wide of the mark. She was looking over there on the left side, trying to get the ball to Hannah Robertson, and Robertson zigged when she should have zagged, and the ball went into the stands. Hannah Collier back into the lineup now, replacing Elise Poppy for Fall City. 3 minutes, 55 seconds to play. Second quarter, 13-3. Lady Tigers up by 10 over Fairbury here in the Class C1 sub-district. In the paint, that's Kirkendall. Kirkendall got fouled on the baseline. See who this one's going to be on. Foul's going to be called on Voselka. On Voselka, her first personal, team foul number 3. Ball City's basketball. Kirkendall under the basket in the corner. Gives out to McNeely, left wing, around the perimeter. Collier. Collier at the free throw line. Bounce pass. Puts it inside to Kirkendall. Pass stolen away by Madison Oldie. Madison Oldie with the steal. Behind the back dribble. Madison Oldie looks to Sam Starr. Voselka. Baseline shot is up. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back. Follow shot up again. And getting the basket to fall is Eliza Croker. Croker with only the second field goal of the half for Fairbury. 13-5. The lead is 8. Lady Tigers on top. 3:05 to go here in the first half in the second quarter. Maddie Jones with the dribble. Being pressured. Double team. Bounce pass to Kirkendall in the paint. Out to Collier on the right wing. Collier up top finds Maddie Jones between the rings. Jones dribbles into the corner in traffic. Driving lay-in up. Nope. Couldn't get it to fall. Jones had a pretty good look at it there. And Izzy Robertson down court with it. Sam Starr with the ball to the right wing. Starr goes to Madison Oldie. Madison Oldie wanted to get to the baseline on the right side. Couldn't get there. Has to come back to Eliza Croker. Back out between the rings with the pass at the top of the circle. Here's a jump shot left side up and bounces once, twice, and good. Getting the shot from the corner on the left side with Sam Starr, her first 2 points. 2:16 to go here now in the first half, and suddenly Fairbury back within six. Almost had a steal. Collier gets the ball back for Fall City. Comes with the pass up top to Armbruster. Finds McNeely around to Collier. Skip pass across to McNeely, nearly taken away. Now Kirkendall has the ball stolen. Got it back to McNeely. McNeely got her shot blocked, but a whistle and a foul. And we'll have Reese McNeely at the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots for Fall City. Foul is going to be called on Madison Oldie. On Oldie, her first personal, team foul number 4 on the Lady Jeffs. Reese McNeely at the line shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and good. That's McNeely's first point of the night. The 5'8 senior makes it 14-7. The lead is 7. Fall City led by as much as 10 there momentarily when it was 13-3. McNeely's second free throw is up. This one is off the rim and doesn't go. The rebound comes down to Kirkendall. Kirkendall outlet pass gives to Ava Armbruster. Now we got a whistle and perhaps some blood on a uniform here. The official stops play for a bleeding elbow. Ava Armbruster will come out of the ball game. Elise Poppy checks in to replace her. They'll have to get that elbow taped up here. A little blood showing on the elbow. Inbounding the pass to Kirkendall. Left side, Poppy. A cross-court pass. Isabel Armbruster with the basketball. She feeds it to Jones in the corner right side. Up top to Isabel. In the paint, Kirkendall. Free throw line jump shot. Nope. And the rebound, Isabel Armbruster. Good job by Armbruster to chase that one down. Around it comes to Poppy. Poppy hesitated for a minute, then passed up the shot. It goes back to Jones in the corner, right side of the basket. Matty Jones clears the pass inside. Kirkendall in the paint. Matty Jones for three. Over the rim, no. Rebound, Poppy. A minute 12 to go here in the first half. 14-7. Ball City up by 7 points. Nearing the one-minute mark to play in the first half. Ball City. Isabel Armbruster inside Kirkendall. Back up to Armbruster for three, right wing, no. Rebound, putback, follow shot up and good by Matty Jones. And she is fouled. Great job there by Matty Jones getting the offensive rebound and the putback. She'll have the and one. The foul is going to be called on Micah Friesen. On Friesen, her first personal, team foul number 5. Jones at the line, shooting one. Free throw is up and off, no good, but the rebound comes down to the Tigers. 52 seconds to go. They may just play for one here. Kirkendall is in the free throw circle, clears it back up top. Armbruster. Kirkendall, free throw line, jump shot up and good. Ashley Kirkendall has 6 points, and it's 18-7. Biggest lead yet for the Lady Tigers, up by 11. Here's a shot from the left wing that's up and off for Fairbury. Izzy Oldie couldn't get it. Jones has the rebound. 28 seconds to play. Tigers up by 11. They may just play for one here now, down to 20 seconds. Kirkendall tried to put a bounce pass to the left wing on the baseline, was looking for McNeely. The ball was tipped away and goes out of bounds. Izzy Oldie back into the lineup. Also Cassidy Sipek checking back in. And now back in for Fall City comes Ava Armbruster, replacing Isabel Armbruster. 19 seconds to play here in the first half, 18-7. Lady Tigers up by 11. Fairbury with the basketball, still in backcourt. Hannah Robertson dribbles across the timeline. A cross-court pass to Izzy Oldie. Oldie back to Robertson once again, baseline left side. Robertson holds the ball baseline deep in the corner. There's a long three that's off, no good in the buzzer. And at the half, the Fall City Lady Tigers are leading the Fairbury Jeffs. Our halftime score, Fall City 18 and Fairbury 7. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from death. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Back in 2 minutes.
This month, we encourage you to keep your heart healthy by not only eating a healthy diet and staying active, but by also building your relationships with your friends and family. Give the person you're speaking to your full attention. Put down your phone or stop what you're working on and make eye contact. Focus on what that loved one is telling you. When you have positive, engaging conversations, you're taking steps to having a healthier lifestyle. This heart health tip is brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's It's halftime here at Falls City High School in this girls' C1 sub-district game. The Falls City Lady Tigers leading the Fairbury Jeffs at the half 18-7. It's time now for the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from death. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, let's look at the numbers for the Fairbury Jeffs. Only 7 points on the board at halftime. 2 points for Sam Starr. Madison Oldie has two. Micah Friesen with one. And Eliza Croker with two for their total of seven. Fairbury went 1 out of 4 from the free throw line in the first half. For your Falls City Lady Tigers, Maddie Jones leads the way. She has 8 points. Ashley Kirkendall with 6. Elise Poppy has 2. Hannah Collier with 1. And Reese McNeely with 1 for their halftime total of 18. From the charity stripe, Falls City made 3 out of 7 free throws in that first half. 18-7, our halftime score, Falls City leading Fairbury here at Falls City High School. This has been your Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Right now, we're going to step aside, send it back to Logan Carpenter at the Sunny Studios. 2 minutes of important sponsor information, followed by an update on our latest weather forecast. You might want to listen to that one. They're mentioning that snow in the forecast for tomorrow evening and for Thursday. And then 2 more minutes of information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Frontier Bank provides you with services which help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with Frontier Bank, you're investing in your community. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. A winter storm watch begins at noon tomorrow and continues until noon Thursday. Overcast tonight with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 31. West winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 36 tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Snow likely. Lows level off around 15. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country poppin' superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmland City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Fall City High School. Apparently, John Nixon's having quite an adventure over at the Rowe Activity Center. He sent me a first quarter score where Sacred Heart was up 17-10 over Dillard-Odell. At halftime, Sacred Heart was leading 28-20. After three quarters, the lead is down to three now at 33-30. The Irish lead, and he says that's despite having all the emergency sirens going off and the strobe lights in the building. Apparently something has set off the fire alarms over at the Rural Activity Center. But anyway, he's got a dandy going there, 33-30 after three quarters, that game being heard live tonight, the D2 sub-district over on our sister station, KTNC, 107.1 FM, 1230 AM, and of course online at msc-sports.net. Here at Falls City High School, we're ready to move into the third quarter of action, and this is the first half of our basketball doubleheader. Up next, it'll be the Auburn Lady Bulldogs and the Syracuse Rockets. That's after this one. Here at halftime, Falls City with an 11-point advantage, 18-7. Winner of this game will, of course, advance to Thursday night's sub-district final. That's scheduled for here at Falls City High at 6 o'clock, I believe. Yes, 6 o'clock this coming Thursday night, weather permitting. We're watching that weather forecast. 5 to 8 inches, we're hearing now, the latest forecast for the Falls City area, Richardson County area. They've been wrong before. We'll see what happens. Awfully nice out the last couple of days. Did have a half an inch of rain at my farm just south of Tecumseh, about 10 miles, 52 hundredths in the shower. That was nice. Here we go. Back to live action. Third quarter. Fairbury will have the basketball. They inbound the ball to Veselka. Veselka into the corner. Here's a three from the left side baseline. Up off. No good by Robertson. Rebound. Pulled down by Reese McNeely. Her outlet pass down court to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster feeds into Kirkendall in the paint. Kirkendall up to Poppy on the left wing. Back inside. Kirkendall in traffic. McNeely baseline in the corner. Kirkendall turnaround open look. 6 feet away. Off no good. Rebound, Madison Oldie. Kirkendall really didn't have anybody in front of her that time. Probably could have turned and just taken it to the hoop. The defender had fallen down behind him in the corner. Fairbury with the basketball now. Here's a jump shot from the right wing that's up. That shot put up by Oldie doesn't go. Rebound to Poppy. Down court quickly to Ava Armbruster. A fast break by the Lady Tigers. Cross court, Poppy left wing. Comes back to Armbruster. Lob pass, Kirkendall in the paint. Right side, Reese McNeely. Right back to Kirkendall. Bounce pass underneath. There's Jones waiting. Kirkendall with the assist. Maddie Jones in double figures has 10 points now in the ballgame. Into forecourt, Izzy Oldie, left wing. Veselka, she picked up the dribble, feeds Oldie in the paint. Turnaround shot, Oldie up and off, no good. Rebound, try for putback, won't go, but a whistle and the foul is going to be called on Falls City. We're going to send Cassidy Sepek to the line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Ava Armbruster, her first personal team foul, number one of the half on Falls City. At the free throw line, Cassidy Sepek. Free throw is up, hits the back of the iron and won't drop. She'll get another try. 20-7, your lead now, 13 points for Falls City. 6:35 to play in the third quarter. Cassidy Sepek ready for her second free throw attempt. This one is up, and it's off and won't go. And the rebound taken down by Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall into forecourt. Feeds the right side. McNeely right back to Kirkendall. Kirkendall in traffic. Lost the handle on it. Has it stolen away by Hannah Robertson. Outlet pass. Izzy Oldie. Got a screen set to the right wing. Couldn't take advantage of it. Has to come back to Veselka. Ball is tipped away. Grabbed up by McNeely. Reese McNeely with the steal. She flips the outlet pass to Poppy. Poppy into forecourt. Right side, Ava Armbruster. McNeely in the corner. A cross-court skip pass going to be stolen away. Fairbury on the other way with a fast break. Driving in for the lay-in. The layup is up and off. No good. Shot put up by Robertson. Got her own rebound. To the top of the key is the Oldie for three. It won't go. And there's McNeely with the rebound. Coach Tate Harvey looking frustrated with the shots not falling here tonight for the Lady Jeffs. Here's an across-court pass to Poppy. Poppy has her shot blocked. Good job defensively there for Hannah Robertson. Ball grabbed up by Oldie, and this is Izzy Oldie on the dribble. Into the corner right side, Veselka feeds it into the paint. Shot is up and good by Madison Oldie. Madison now with 4 points. She leads the Jeffs in scoring. 20-9 your score. For a moment there, Fall City had opened up a 13. Now they turn the ball over once again. The lead is down to 11. They were up by 13, and here come the Lady Jeffs with the ball. Izzy Oldie to Madison Oldie on the baseline. The ball got away from Madison. She lost it on the baseline. It'll go back over to Fall City. Checking in is Eliza Croker now for the Fairbury Jeffs. Also onto the floor, Isabel Armbruster. Armbruster in replacing Elise Poppy for the Lady Tigers. 4:56 to play, third quarter, 20-9, Fall City with the lead, Lady Tigers basketball. Maddie Jones to the top of the key, up to Armbruster, that's Isabel Armbruster, goes back to Jones in the baseline corner, left side of the basket. Now they find Kirkendall in the free throw circle at the top of the key. Back up top it comes to Ava Armbruster. She's guarded closely by Hannah Robertson. Oh, Ava made a pass to the left side just as Isabel broke toward the bucket. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give it back to Fairbury. Coach Andy Armbruster up, frowning on that development, that turn of events. Izzy Oldie gets the inbound pass and works one-on-one against Kirkendall. Driving layup, Izzy Oldie, whistle foul. Oldie will be at the line to shoot two shots. Foul is going to be called on Ashley Kirkendall, her first personal, team foul number two on the Lady Tigers. Izzy Oldie has not scored yet tonight. Free throw is up, rims around and won't drop. She'll get another attempt here. Oldie has been a big part of the ball handling chores here for Fairbury, but hasn't scored yet. Second free throw for Oldie is up, but it's off the rim, won't go. And there's Isabel Armbruster to pull down the defensive rebound for the Lady Tigers. The downcourt pass from Ava Armbruster goes to Ashley Kirkendall, who feeds it to Jones. Jones driving lay-in up. Nope, couldn't get it to fall. Rebound is the Oldie. Oldie, one-on-one against Kirkendall. Kirkendall tried to reach in. Here's a timeout's going to be taken, Fairbury. 4:04 to play third period. 20-9, Fall City up by 11. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The clock here at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse shows 4:04 to play in the third period of this girls' C1 sub-district game. The Fall City Lady Tigers leading the Fairbury Jeffs 18-7. The winner of this one will play Thursday night against the winner of our second game tonight. That'll be the Auburn Bulldogs and the Syracuse Rockets. That game scheduled for 6 o'clock Thursday night. The winners, of course, Auburn and Syracuse will immediately follow this broadcast. About 20 minutes after this one ends, we'll have the second half of our Valentine's Day doubleheader. Here's the inbound pass. Izzy Oldie almost has it taken away by Kirkendall. There's a long three from the left wing that's in and out. No good. Oldie with the rebound. Hands it off to Madison Oldie. Her shot won't fall. Izzy gets it back. Izzy's triple team underneath. Finally throws the ball out of bounds. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Fall City. Foul is going to be on Reese McNeely on Reese, her first personal team foul number three. At the free throw line, Izzy Oldie. She's 0 for 2 from the line tonight. Here shooting 2. This one is off also, now 0 for 3. Izzy is still scoreless in the ballgame. 3:47 to go, third quarter. Izzy Oldie. Second shot is up. This one is good. She got that one to drop. She's now 1 of 4 from the line, has 1 point. It's 20 to 10. Ball City with these four doubled up. Ava. Hannah Collier back in the lineup now for Fall City. Kirkendall in the paint, looking for the baseline pass, couldn't get it. Here comes Ava Armbruster, right side McNeely for a 12-footer that's up and off, no good. Croker with the rebound. Croker off to Izzy Oldie. Got Izzy Oldie and Madison Oldie both on the floor. Here's a floating jumper, left wing up, Madison Oldie. She has 6 points. The lead is down to 8. I think we're going to have a foul on the inbound pass here. Foul is going to be called on Hannah Robertson. On Robertson, her first personal. And that's the first half, first team foul of the half on Fairbury. Full court pressure now by the Jeffs. Hannah Collier dribbles through the press, gets it into forecourt, picks up the dribble. Pass goes to McNeely, stolen away by Croker. All of a sudden, this starts to get interesting again. Up by 8, the Lady Tigers brought back into their defense. Handling the ball is Croker at the top of the circle. Croker to the left side to Izzy Oldie. Madison Oldie with the ball. Stolen away, Isabel Armbruster. Hannah Collier down court. Collier bounce pass underneath. Kirkendall shot is up. Oh, it was a nice-looking feed to Kirkendall on the baseline. Ashley couldn't get the ball to fall, but she is fouled. And she'll be at the line. Eliza Croker called for the foul, her first team foul number 2. Ashley Kirkendall has 6 points in the ball game, all from the field. This is her first free throw attempt. Shot is up and rims off. 2:42 to play in the third period. 20-12 now, an 8-point lead. They led by as much as 13. At the free throw line, Ashley Kirkendall, ready for her second free throw attempt. Shot is up and off, no good. Rebound Fairbury. Lady Jeffs down by 8, have the basketball. Coming on the attack is Izzy Oldie. Kirkendall gives chase. Oldie, left wing Madison Oldie, feeds underneath. There's a lay-in up and off, no good. Put up on the baseline by Croker. The rebound comes down to Reese McNeely. McNeely gets it up to Poppy. Poppy goes to the corner. Reach-in foul is going to be called on Madison Oldie. Madison picks up her second personal, team foul number 3 of the half on Fairbury. 2:19 to go, third quarter, 20-12. The lead is 8. Down court into backcourt. Ball stolen away from Armbruster. Driving, lay-in up, good, and a foul. Oh, man, what a turn of events there. A steal by Hannah Robertson. She got the lay-in and drew the foul on Ava Armbruster. And suddenly, timeout taken on the floor with 2:15 to go here in the third quarter. It's a 6-point ball game. Andy Armbruster wants to take a timeout, so we'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Fall City High School. My name is Randy Gatula, your play-by-play announcer. Logan Carpenter is our producer engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. This is the first half of a doubleheader that we have on tap for you on this Valentine's Day evening. Coming up next, it'll be Auburn and Syracuse girls basketball. At the free throw line will be Hannah Robertson to try and complete the three-point play. She could pull the Jets within five here. Shot is up and good. She got it. Suddenly, it's a five-point ball game, 20-15. That's an 8-0 run now for Fairbury. 8-0, they were down 20-7. Now it's 20-15. Here's McNeely with a jump shot that doesn't go. Rebound Fairbury. Izzy Oldie on the fast break. 1-on-3, though. She decides to pull it out, give it back up top here to Robertson. Madison Oldie for three. Comes up short. Ball saved from going out of bounds with the young lady step on the baseline. As she tried to save it, went crashing into the pad. Thank goodness for those pads on the concrete walls, because we see a lot of girls go crashing into them. Fall City basketball against full court pressure. Inbound to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster being pressured by Madison Oldie. Dribbles around her and gets it into forecourt. Hands to Poppy. Poppy in the paint. Right elbow. Armbruster got her shot blocked. She tried to launch a three. Shot was blocked by Madison Oldie. Fairbury fans got fired up over that one. Now Reese McNeely will take a breather, and Hannah Collier back into the lineup. Collier will inbound it in forecourt on the side for the Lady Tigers. Collier lobs it inside to Jones. Bounce pass left side again. The shot is blocked. Poppy put the shot up. It was blocked by Madison Oldie, but a whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be called on Madison Oldie, her third personal, team foul number four. At the free throw line, Elise Poppy. She has 2 points on one field goal. Her first attempt from the charity stripe is up and off, no good. Neither of these teams are having a whole lot of luck from the free throw line here tonight. I believe 3 of 10 for Fairbury. Second shot is up, and it's off also. Missed them both, 0 for 4 here in the second half. 3 of 11 are the Lady Tigers for the game from the free throw line. 20-15, a five-point ball game. Fairbury trying to chip away at this lead. A cross-court pass comes to Hannah Robertson. Robertson feeds it back right onto the right elbow to Izzy Oldie. A minute 14 to go, still in the third quarter. There's an offensive foul. It's going to be called on Fairbury. Micah Friesen called for her second personal, team foul number five. Friesen collided over here with Hannah Collier. The inbound pass comes to Collier. Hannah Collier takes it underneath, feeds it back to Jones. Oh, Jones pass across court. Stolen away. Hannah Robertson driving layup. Got it. No, offensive foul. Oh, my goodness. Fairbury fans are going to be unhappy with that. An offensive foul on Hannah Robertson, her second personal. Thing is, she got the lay-in that would have made it a three-point ball game, and had it gone the other way, she may have had a chance to make it a two-point ball game. They called it an offensive foul. Not sure the Fall City girl was set, but the official was right there. I'm sure he got it right. Fall City will inbound it in the corner, in backcourt. Kirkendall to toss it in. Lobs the ball in, finds Jones with the ball. Maddie Jones comes up court across the timeline to the left wing. To Armbruster. Still a five-point Fall City lead, 20-15. Hannah Collier for three off the top, no. Ball out of bounds, went off of Jones. It'll be Fairbury's basketball. 47 seconds to play in the third quarter. A five-point Fall City lead. Keep in mind, they led 20-7, and now it's 20-15. It's been an 8-0 run by Fairbury here in this third quarter. Fairbury's basketball. Robertson down court. Robertson holds the ball to the right wing. Izzy Oldie lobs underneath into traffic. Ball is cleared out by Sipek. Sipek looks for Voselka. Voselka on the right wing. Back to Oldie once again. That's Izzy Oldie. You had Izzy Oldie and Madison Oldie. Izzy shot is up and off, no good. Armbruster with the rebound. The ball is loose. Everybody's after the loose basketball. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow favors Fall City. 17 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here's Reese McNeely back on the floor. McNeely checking in to replace Elise Poppy with 17 and a half seconds to play in the third quarter. 20-15. Fall City up by five. Into forecourt. Pass comes to Maddie Jones. Jones works the dribble with 13 seconds, 12 seconds. Right side, Collier. Collier gives it up to Armbruster. 8 seconds. Armbruster back to the right wing with it. Kirkendall. Kirkendall. Bounce pass to Jones. Into the corner. Collier with a shot at the three. Doesn't go at the buzzer. And it's 20-15. Fall City up by 5. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Employees at FAST get amazing benefits, medical and dental at no cost to you, life and vision insurance, flex spending and health savings, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, and on-the-job training to further your career and pay, bonus opportunities and stock ownership. What more can you ask for? Apply at workatfast.com. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
FAST Global Solutions, global presence with small town spirit.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, Randy Gatula back with you here at Fall City High School. We move to fourth quarter action. It's 20-15. Fall City up by 5. Fairbury will have the basketball. Izzy Oldie gets the inbound pass. Kirkendall out there pressuring her in the man-to-man defense. Oldie hands the ball up to Robertson and a quick timeout by Fairbury. Only 12 seconds into the period, Coach Tate Harvey took a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Fall City High School. That was a quick timeout. We only got 12 seconds into the fourth quarter. 7:48 to play in the ball game, and Coach Tate Harvey saw something he wasn't comfortable with, and he used a 30-second timeout to talk to his girls to make adjustments for whatever it was Fall City was doing to him there. All right, it'll be Fairbury's basketball back to live action. Deja Veselka will inbound it. Veselka gets the ball inbounded. Driving layup, right side, Oldie doesn't go. Rebound, pull down, Ava Armbruster. Armbruster very casually up the court now, dribbles into the paint, kicks it to the corner to Reese McNeely on the left side. Top of the key, Kirkendall, three! No, and the rebound is the Oldie. Oldie with the basketball. 5-point lead for Fall City. Fairbury very much in this one. Ball nearly stolen away by Kirkendall. Cleared back to the top of the key to Sipek. Sipek hands off to Izzy Oldie. Madison Oldie with the ball. Now Izzy Oldie, bounce pass into the corner right wing. Madison Oldie holds it for just a moment. Bounce pass back to Izzy Oldie. Madison Oldie can't get to the bucket. She's double-teamed. Has to hand it back to Izzy. Izzy launches a three from the right wing and got it. Where did that come from? Izzy Oldie about 5 feet outside the arc, and suddenly we've got a 2-point basketball game. That is an 11-0 run now for Fairbury. We were up 20-7. Lady Tigers desperately need a basket here. Kirkendall gives it up top to Armbruster. A cross-court pass, McNeely. Man-to-man defense by Fairbury. There's a steal. Izzy Oldie with the steal. This could be for a tie. Oldie on the fast break. Huge collision. Blocking foul is going to be called on Fall City. Foul is going to be called on Kirkendall on Ashley. That's her second personal. Team foul number 5 on the Lady Tigers. It will not be a shooting foul. Here's Eliza Croker back into the lineup. Also, Isabel Armbruster checks in place of Elise Poppy. 20-18, our score now. A 2-point ball game. shot, baseline right side off, no good. That was for the tie, couldn't get it. Armbruster comes down with the rebound. Isabel gets it across to Kirkendall. Tigers need a basket. Kirkendall driving, laying up. Oh, couldn't get it to go. Rebound Jones, Maddie Jones, follow shot, it's blocked. That looked like a sure two on the layup, and it did not go in the hole. 20-18, Fall City still up by two. Fairbury with the basketball, 5:55 to go here in the ballgame. Driving lay-in up, shot is off, no, it's tipped around. The rebound comes down to Isabel Armbruster. Gives it up to sister Ava Armbruster, down court. Ashley Kirkendall holds the ball, finds Reese McNeely. Back to Kirkendall, driving layup, nope, but she'll be fouled. The Tigers need to find a way to get some points on the board. This might be the answer. The foul's going to be on Izzy Oldie, her second personal. Team foul number 7. At the free throw line, Ashley Kirkendall. She's 0-for-2 from the line tonight, has 6 points in the ballgame. Free throw is up and good. And that stops an 11-0 run by Fairbury that went from 20-7 to 20-18. And that ended that 11-0 run. Ashley Kirkendall, second free throw. It's on the way. It's up and it is good also. She got them both. Ashley now with 8 points in the game. And the lead is back to 4 with 5.5 minutes to go in the contest. Ball City up 22-18. Now we got a jump ball called on a tie-up. Good job by Kirkendall to get in there and tie up the Fairbury girls. Possession arrow favors Fall City. Lady Tigers will have the ball. They'll play it in against full court pressure under the Fairbury basket. They get into Ava Armbruster. She comes down the right sideline into a double team. Feeds it to McNeely underneath the basket. Isabel Armbruster goes up with a shot. Whistle and a foul is going to be on Madison Oldie. On Oldie, her fourth personal. That's team foul number 8. At the free throw line, Isabel Armbruster. She has not scored tonight. This will be her first attempt from the line, shooting 2 shots. First one is up and it's short off the front of the rim for the sophomore. She'll get another attempt here. Back in comes Cassidy Sepek for Fairbury. Sepek checks back into the game. Isabel Armbruster takes aim. Shot is up. This one is off also, and the rebound to Fairbury. Jeff's basketball. They're down by 4, 22-18, 5 minutes, 14 seconds to go in regulation. Hannah Robertson loses the ball out of bounds, a turnover. Ball City gets it back. Izzy Oldie checks back into the lineup for the Jeffs. Oldie comes in replacing Deja Voselka. Voselka has a seat with 5:11 to go here. 22-18, Ball City by 4. This has been a hard-fought contest. In the paint, left side Kirkendall can't get a look at it. Out to McNeely for 3. Got it. Reese McNeely with a huge 3-point basket that puts the Tigers back up by 7. A little bit of breathing room here. 4:49 to go. That was a big 3-pointer. Now a tie-up. And a jump ball is called as Fairbury brings the ball up the court. Possession arrow stays with the Jeffs. That 3 by McNeely that came here at the 5-minute mark has given the Lady Tigers just a little bit of breathing room. They're back up by 7. They had led it by 13 at one point. Fairbury's basketball. Bounce pass left side. Hannah Robertson with the ball. Robertson goes to Oldie. Izzy Oldie. Turnaround shot. Izzy Oldie off no good. The rebound underneath. Pulled down by Isabel Armbruster. But she stepped on the baseline when she came down with the basketball. And it'll give it back over to Fairbury. 4.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. 25-18 here in the girls' C1 sub-district. Winner of this one plays the winner of the upcoming Auburn-Syracuse game a little bit later here this evening. There the ball is tipped around, finally grabbed up by CPAC out here near the midcourt line. She passes off to Izzy Oldie. Izzy Oldie, Madison Oldie, now to Robertson. Hannah Robertson, ball by the star, grabbed up by Armbruster. Whistle and the timeout taken by Fall City. Tigers will have the basketball, 25-18, up by 7 with 4:08 to play. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gaber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Sunny 101.3.
Still 4:08 to play, and you got to feel like it's kind of still anybody's ball game. Paul City is back up by 7 now, 25-18. They led by 13, had that 13-point lead melt down to just 2 before they finally got a three-pointer over here by Reese McNeely that gave him a little breathing room. In the paint, right side, Collier for 3. It's off the iron, no. Battle for the rebound, grabbed up by Robertson. Robertson down to Izzy Oldie. Oldie wants to take it all the way to the baseline. Turnaround shot, Izzy Oldie, no. Rebound, Armbruster. Abe Armbruster with the basketball. In backcourt, guarded one-on-one by Hannah Robertson. Armbruster tripped up, falls to the floor, whistle foul. Armbruster's going to be at the line. See who this one's on. Foul's going to be called on Hannah Robertson, her third personal. That is team foul number 9. So at the free throw line, Ava Armbruster. She has not scored yet tonight. Here she's in the bonus. Will be shooting 1-1. The 5'5 junior steps up to the charity stripe. Front end of the 1-1 is up and good. Free throws have not been kind to Fall City tonight, but they got that one down. Makes it 26-18. The lead is back to 8 now. Ava Armbruster's second shot is up. It's good also. She drained them both. And now the lead is back to 9 with 3:42 to go in the ballgame. Fairbury's basketball is Voselka. Voselka leads with the forearm. Shoved Kirkendall to the floor. No whistle. Wow. All right, top of the key. They give it up to Voselka. Voselka hands to Madison Oldie. Madison Oldie goes to the corner. Little floating lay-in in and out of there. No. And the rebound brought down by Kirkendall. Outlet pass goes to Ava Armbruster. Down court in a hurry, McNeely. Left wing is McNeely with the ball. Across court to the right side, Maddie Jones. Into Kirkendall in traffic. She's doubled up, double-teamed around the horn, top of the perimeter. Reese McNeely. Back it comes to Kirkendall. McNeely in the corner. Feeds into Armbruster. Armbruster, turnaround shot, partially blocked. Rebound. Comes down to Croker. Outlet pass, Sipek. Seatback to the left wing. Hannah Robertson on the dribble. Robertson finds Voselka. Voselka right wing. Down to 2:45 to go now in the ballgame. The lead is 9 for Fall City. In traffic. Ball tipped away. Ava Armbruster. Fast break. She's going to try and take it all the way in. Got it blocked. Out of bounds. Good job defensively. Eliza Croker at 6'3". You're probably not going to shoot a layup over the 6'3", Eliza Croker. And Croker blocked that shot back at her. It'll be Fall City's ball on the baseline. Kirkendall will inbound it. Under the baseline, right side. Lobs it right back to Kirkendall. She will be fouled as she got the ball back from Armbruster. Foul is going to be called on Cassidy Sipek. On Sipek, her second personal. That is team foul number 10. We're in the double bonus. Ashley Kirkendall, she's 2 out of 4 from the line tonight. Here shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and off. Kirkendall has 8 points. Now 2 of 5 from the line. Another shot coming here for Ashley Kirkendall. With 2:33 to play. Shot is up. This one is off also. Couldn't get it. 2.5 minutes to go. A 9-point lead for Fall City, 27-18. Fairbury with the basketball. Izzy Oldie. We've called her name a lot. She handles the ball every possession. Timeout taken Fairbury with 2:21 to go in the game. 27-18. Fall City on top. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're enjoying the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Beck and Call wants to make sure you stay safe and warm this winter. Beck and Call of Falls City has 14 years of HVAC experience, servicing all brands. As your local Daikin dealer, Daikin is an industry leader towards a future of heating and cooling for quiet, efficient, safe, and easily controlled and affordable systems. Instant rebates and financing is available. Contact Adam with Beck and Call LLC in Falls City at 402-883-7700 or find Beck and Call on Facebook for efficient and reliable HVAC sales and service. Beck and Call, your local Daikin HVAC dealer.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We have a final score from over at the Rowe Activity Center. The Falls City Sacred Heart Irish have defeated Diller Odell. The final score, Sacred Heart 53 and Diller Odell 44. That means the Irish will advance to the sub-district final. That game scheduled for here in Falls City at the rack at 7 o'clock Thursday night. They will face either Lewiston or Parkview Christian. That's in the girls' D2 sub-district being played over at Sacred Heart. Here with 2:21 to go in the ballgame, Falls City up by 9 now, 27-18. Fairbury has the basketball. The inbound pass comes into Izzy Oldie. Man-to-man defense by Falls City. Oldie guarded by Kirkendall. Across court pass goes to Croker with it. Croker feeds into Cepet. Cepet works inside the paint, can't get a look at it. Back to the top of the key to Oldie. Oldie on the dribble, left side of the lane, picked up her dribble. Underneath, feeds it inside. Shot is up and good. Eliza Croker. Oldie with a great job to get it into Croker under the basket. It's a 7-point ball game, 27-20. 1:55 to go. Here's a whistle and a foul as Falls City brings the ball up the court. The foul is going to be on Hannah Robertson, her fourth personal. They're going to put Kirkendall back to the line. Ashley has made 2 out of 6 from the line tonight, has 8 points. She's in the double bonus, shooting 2 shots. The first free throw is up, and it is short. Hits the front of the rim. Ashley struggling at the charity stripe tonight here for Falls City. Has another attempt coming. 1:55 left to play in the game. It's a 7-point Falls City lead. Second free throw is up, and it is off. It won't go. Rebound Fairbury. Lady Jeff's down. Izzy Oldie with the dribble. Oldie picks up her dribble for some unexplained reason. A cross court pass comes to Croker with it. Croker looking inside, guarded by Reese McNeely at the top of the key. Right side corner, CPAC with the ball. Back up to Madison Oldie. Madison Oldie puts up a shot. She'll be fouled. And we'll have Madison Oldie at the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots now for the Lady Jeffs. Foul is going to be called on Ashley Kirkendall, her third personal, team foul number 5, at the line, shooting 2 shots. Madison Oldie. Free throw is on the way off. No good. Madison has 6 points. Into the game, Sam Starr checks back into the lineup. Deja Voselka will come in for Madison Oldie. She's coming in for the shooter. 1:32 to go. Madison Oldie, second free throw. It's on the way up, and it's good. She hit that one. Oldie got the second one to drop. She has 7 points. She'll leave the lineup now, and Deja Voselka checks back in for the Lady Jeffs. 1:32 to go here in the game, 27-21. It's a 6-point ball game. Armbruster down court. Let's see if Fairbury decides to go after her and foul. They give it up top to Kirkendall, and they will foul Kirkendall. She's been struggling at the line, so that's who they wanted to foul. Izzy Oldie is called for her third personal. We're well past the 10 team fouls. So Kirkendall, who is now 2 out of 8 at the line, all here in the second half, will be at the line once again shooting 2 shots. The clock is down to 1:22 to play. It's 27-21. Kirkendall, if she makes either of these, first one is up and good. There we go. Can make it a 3-possession game. The lead is 7 now for Falls City with 1:22 to go. Kirkendall with 9 points. This one would put her in double figures. Ashley Kirkendall. At the shot is up, and this one is up and bounces off to the right, won't fall. Rebound Fairbury. They'll come down in a hurry. It's Madison Oldie all the way to the corner right side baseline. Ball stolen away. Nice steal by Kirkendall and stolen right back by Madison Oldie. Oldie to the top of the key. Izzy Oldie for 3. No, couldn't get it. Ball goes to the corner out of bounds. It'll be Falls City's basketball. Into the game now, Voselka checks back in along with Sam Starr. They're playing offense defense here now, Fairbury. 1:04 to go. Things looking a little better for Falls City. Up by 7, a 3-possession game with 1:04 to play, and Falls City has the basketball. Kirkendall will have to inbound it. having trouble. The five count coming. She got it in. Got it in just in time to Jones. Maddie Jones came and helped her out, came and got the basketball. Jones gives it up top to Armbruster. Armbruster dribbles to the left side. Almost has the ball knocked away from her. Then she hands it over to Kirkendall, and they will, of course, foul Kirkendall. But that foul is going to be called on Deja Voselka for second. But we're down to 52 seconds here, folks, and the Lady Tigers are up by 7. At the line, Kirkendall takes aim. Free throw is up and good. Ashley Kirkendall. She's now made 4 out of 11 from the line. Had a dry spell there, missed 6 in a row. Second free throw for Ashley Kirkendall. It's on the way up, and this one is off no good. Rebound to Fairbury. The lead is 8, 45 seconds to go. Izzy Oldie with the ball. Izzy passes to Hannah Robertson. Robertson wants to get a look in the corner right side, can't get it. Madison Oldie, jump shot. Madison Oldie won't fall, but she'll be fouled. And Madison Oldie will be at the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots for Fairbury. Isabel Armbruster called for the personal, her second personal, team foul number 7. At the free throw line, Madison Oldie. She's 1 out of 2 from the line tonight. Here shooting 2 shots. First one is up and off, no good. Madison has 7 points in the ballgame. Be sure and stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll let you know how your favorite player did tonight. Individual scoring recaps coming your way. Second shot, Madison Oldie is up. It's off and off, still no good. And the rebound to Reese McNeely. McNeely gets it out to Armbruster. Ava Armbruster down court. They will foul her immediately. Izzy Oldie picks up her 4th personal. And now at the free throw line, Ava Armbruster. She is 2 for 2 from the line tonight, has 2 points. The 2 that she made were here in the 4th quarter. But we're down to 26 seconds. Things looking pretty good right now for the Lady Tigers. Free throw is up and off, no good. Remember, this is the first half of a doubleheader. Up next, we'll have the Auburn Lady Bulldogs and the Syracuse Rockets right here on Sunny 101.3. Tell your friends, Syracuse area, love to have you listening. Second shot is up and good for Ava Armbruster. She now is 3 out of 4 from the line. In a hurry, down court, Robertson with the basketball to Izzy Oldie. Izzy Oldie into the corner, launches a 3 right side. It's off, no good. McNeely was there to try and get the rebound. They came over her back and shoved her out of bounds, which means we'll walk to the other end. And that's going to put McNeely at the free throw line. Timeout taken, Fairbury, 15 seconds to go. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your 4-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost 4-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3.
Well, it looks like the Lady Tigers are going to advance to the sub-district final to face either Auburn or Syracuse Thursday night. They're up now by 9 with 15 seconds to go, and Reese McNeely at the free throw line. It didn't come without a scare, though. After leading 20-7, they gave up an 11-0 run when Fairbury got back within 2 at 20-18. Here's a free throw. Reese McNeely hits the back of the iron and won't fall for it. She's now 1 of 3 from the line. Reese has 4 points in the ballgame. Second free throw is up. This one is off the back of the iron also. It won't drop. Fairbury will hurry down. Izzy Oldie on the dribble. Izzy Oldie to the right side. Gets it into the corner. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Left side. Robertson for a long 3 off the rim. No. Rebound tipped around. Follow shot doesn't go. Whistle and a foul. And with the foul, Eliza Croker will be at the line to shoot 2 shots. Foul is going to be called on Reese McNeely, her second personal. There's only 0.7 seconds left to go here. It's academic at this point. At the line, Eliza Croker shooting 2. Free throw is up and good. She got it. She'll have another shot. 30-22. Lady Tigers up by 8. One more shot here for Croker. Shot is on the way up, and it's off no good. The rebound to Jones. There's your ball game. Your final score, the Fall City Lady Tigers 30 and the Fairbury Jeffs 22. Same with this. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with the post-game scoring recap. That's coming up right after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Frontier Bank would like to take this opportunity to thank the people who care for our community's health. The doctors, nurses, and medical staff who are always there working to make us well. Our local healthcare professionals are dedicated to improving the quality of our lives through good health. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank in Fall City. Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back to Fall City High School. It's time now for our post-game scoring recap. The Fall City Lady Tigers with the win 30-22 tonight over the Fairbury Jeffs. Individual scoring for Fairbury. Leading the way was Madison Oldie with 7 points. Aaron Croker finished with 5. 4 points for Izzy Oldie. Adding 3 was Hannah Robertson. 2 points for Sam Starr. And Micah Friesen added 1 for Fairbury's total of 22. From the free throw line, Fairbury hit 5 out of 17 at the charity stripe. Individual scoring for your Lady Tigers. 2 girls in double figures. Maddie Jones had 10 points in the ballgame, as did Ashley Kirkendall, also finishing with 10. 4 points tonight for Reese McNeely, 3 for Ava Armbruster, Elise Poppy had 2, and Hannah Collier with 1 for Fall City's total of 30. Free throw shooting for Fall City, 10 out of 29 at the charity stripe. 30-22, your final score tonight, the Fall City Lady Tigers with the win. That means they advance to Thursday night's sub-district final. They will face either Auburn or Syracuse, the winner of the game coming up next. So right now we're going to step aside, take about a 15-minute break here. We're going to send it back to the Sunny Studios to Logan Carpenter. We'll be back in about 15 minutes with the second half of our doubleheader. It'll be the Auburn Lady Bulldogs and the Syracuse Rockets coming up next right here on Sunny 101.3.